try to get in as much as I could in 20 minutes. I just want to give a little crash course. I know most people don't sit in by the mila, and some people sit as far back as possible. Just the basics of mila is there's three parts. There's the mila, priya, mitzitza. Mila and priya are taking off the arla and then the ara priya. His two skins take off, and then mitzitza is squeezing the blood out. So the Mishnah says in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, Oisin kol tzarech mila b'Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're allowed to do kol tzarech mila, moilin, upurin, umaitzitzin. You do the mila, the priya, the mitzitza, v'naisim la esfalanis, the kamoin, and then you could put on, and then you put on the bandages and the powder. You take care of the refuah regular, as if it was chol. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, and on days, the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Hay umna d'loy mayit sakanu v'avrinaloy. A uman, a mayol, a doctor, d'loy mayit, that doesn't do mitzitza sakanu, v'avrinaloy, that doesn't do mitzitza, it's a sakana, and you take him away. So the Gemara's Mavur, Rav Papa's saying that the reason why we do mitzitza is for a sakana. The sakana is not so clear what it is, but there's some sakana of Papa saying, and that's why if he's letting the baby be sakana, so avrinla you can't use him anymore. So the Gemara is pshita. Of course, that's why we do. The Gemara says mitkam mechal le'ale shabbat sakanu. Of course, it's a sakana. If we're mechal Shabbos for it, so it must be a sakana, and that's why we're able to be mechal Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Mal de tema hay dam mifkad pocket, kamash mon chiburin mechber." The Gemara says that I would think that the dam is mifkad pocket, is just being held by the makom amila, and when you take it out, when you squeeze it out, it's not a chabura, so it's mutar on Shabbos. And for the fact that you can do mitzitza on Shabbos is not a raya that it's a sakana, because maybe it's not chol Shabbos. Kamash mon that it is chol Shabbos. And the reason why you're able to do it on Shabbos is because it's sakana, v'domya d'espalanis and k'mayin, and just like espalanis and k'mayin, ma'as espalanis and k'mayin k'lav et sakana, af hakanami k'lav et sakana, just like espalanis and k'mayin, if you don't do it, it's sakana, so too, mitzitza, you're able to do it on Shabbos because it's a sakana. So from Lashon Gemara, it's mashma that the inya of mitzitza is because of a sakana. And also Lashon Rambam is... The Lashon Rambam is Mila, Mol v'achakach moitzitz, v'achakach moitzitz ha-mila, ad sheyetze dam in mekemes ha-rechaykin. Mitzitza is you take the dam out of the mekemes ha-rechaykin, kadeh shalai yavli dey sakana, so you shouldn't come to sakana. It sounds like that is the only, that's the sole reason for mitzitza, just to take care of the sakana. The Adnei Nezer has a very long tshuva. And he clarifies, is the only reason to do mitzitza just because of sakana? Or also there's a mitzvah to it, there's a halacha that you should do mitzitza, not just because of sakana, but also there's a mitzvah to it. So the ktzais says that, the ktzais has a shita, he says that mila, if the father is able to do it, so he should do it. He's the one who's mechovina. He should do. He shouldn't give it away to a shliach. But he says mitzitza. Since mitzitza is just because of sakana, so then you can get anyone to do it. There's no reason for the father himself to do it over anyone else. So you see also that's because of sakana. Some sefer has a geshmak hashal. The chassam sefer asks that why do we do mitzitza on Shabbos? What's the hetter to do mitzitza on Shabbos? You do mila. Priya and then mitzitza. So he asks, mitzitza is chol Shabbos, the Gemara says. So we should need to do mila and priya right before shkia, right at the end of Shabbos, and do mitzitza after Shabbos. We know mila and priya are derech Shabbos because that's mila. It says b'yom hashmini, it's derech Shabbos. But mitzitza you should be able to do after Shabbos. So you should. He asks, the reason makdim l'mitzvah shouldn't be better than chol Shabbos of mitzitza. So you see two things from the Chassam Sefer. First of all, that mitzitza is not derech Shabbos. It's because it's sakana, so it shouldn't be derech Shabbos, and it's just because it's sakana. So if you push it to the end of Shabbos, you won't need to do it on Shabbos. Number one, number two, also, He had no problem doing mitzitza at night. Do the meal in the day, meal needs to be done in the day, and do mitzitza at night. It's a sakana. That's all. That's the whole limit. So just do it at night. It's no problem. So the answer he gives the teretz. We're not gonna have time for it. But from the kasha, you see his shita. There's a maisa with the brisker rav. Someone asked the brisker rav. Let's say you're able to split up the mila and priya. Sometimes you find people split up. They do the mila with one person. Let's say the father wants to do the kali, wants to do some part of the mitzvah, he does the mila. And the priya, the male does, someone else does. So someone asked the brisker rav, who should do the mitzitza? There's two people doing, one person doing the mila, one doing the priya, who should do the mitzitza? So the brisker rav answered him, Verbeschap priya. Said Zakana, you don't just wait around. Whoever, anyone, just go and grab it. Whoever does the mitzitza, Zakana, just grab it. There's no Indian of the male doing it. Whoever's there, whoever should take care of the sakana, they should get involved and do the mitzitza. So from these shittas we see, from these marmakanis we see that it looks like it's purely sakana. The Mishneh Berurah brings a ran chedushim in Shabbos that says the Gemara in Shabbos says that for tzitzin. Tzitzin and ma'akvin are doicha Shabbos, so you could always go back for tzitzin ma'akvin. Means if you left over some strands, you could always go back to katan. But tzitzin shein ma'akvin, you can't go back. But as long as you're continuing the ma'isa mila, you're able to finish it off. But once you stop pirish, then you can't do it anymore. So the Ran wants to know when it's called pirish. He says after the mila, before you do the priya, that's still not pirish because that's still part of the mila. Mol parakil loy mol. He says, but what's with mitzitza? So he has a shal, he's mesupik about it, and the Mishneh Berurah learns that the suffix is it just a maaser refuah? So the mila is done, the mila is over with, and the mitzitza is now maaser refuah. So you're pirish from the maaser mila, or it's a part, it's a chelik of the maaser mitzvah. The Rambam Mer Nevuchim says the inyan of mitzitza, he says there's a chiv mitzitza because the roish hagvia is, he says, is the roish of all the nerves, all the evarim, and the dam that you take out is machlish the koyach hataiva, not just from the roish hagvia but also from all the other evarim from the body. It sounds like there's an inyan to be mitzitza. It's not just because it's sakana, but mikayach this inyan. The Maram Shik, someone came to the Maram Shik. Maram Shik is Talmud from the Chassam Sefer. He wrote a very long tshuva about this. Someone wanted to say that nowadays there's no more sakana, so it's not a problem. You don't need to do mitzitz anymore. So the Maram Shik writes that the person said it's nishtana teva, so Mel, you don't need to worry about mitzitz anymore. The Maram Shik writes that. He says that's all very nice. We find in Shas sometimes Tesef says nishtana teva, so things change. He says, but here we're dealing with halacha ma'ishim misina. Halacha ma'ishim misina. The Eishter wouldn't give a halacha if the teva changes. If later on down the line it's not going to be negated, this halacha ma'ishim misina. It said it's Torah. The Eishter gave us this halacha, and it can't be that the teva changed if the Eishter gave us halacha ma'ishim misina. So you see how sharp it is. The Maria Sad also goes like this, that it's halacha ma'ishim misina. That mitzitza, besides for being just sakana, it's halacha ma'ishim misinai. The Aruch HaNar also says he doesn't know exactly where it comes from. He says either it's a takana from the Nevi'im, or maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin it. He doesn't go so far to say it's halacha ma'ishim misinai, but there are mavur that there's a mitzvah, there's a takana, a halacha that you need the mitzitza besides for the sakana. Reb Shlomo Zalman also asks that if there's no mitzvah, so why can you do mitzitz on Shabbos? You should get a goy to do it, just like any time. If a goy is not available, then you need to do it. But if it's a sakana, you should set up before that you should get a goy to take care of it for you. So why can we do it? Why can we do it l'chatchil on Shabbos? He says it must be that there's a mitzvah. The levush also is very clear. The levush has a lashon. He says v'afilu bizmana ene doicha. On Shabbos, mila bismana is not deicha. Ela hamila atzma va'priya va'metzitza shekula me'ikra mila him. He says very clearly they're all part of the ikra mila. So you could be So they could be Deicha Shabbos. That means Metzitza, he's saying also, is Deicha Shabbos because it's part of the Iker Mila.
If someone has a Nathal, then they do a Mila on it before they bury him. They do Metzitza?
Do they do Metzitza? I can't imagine. I don't think so. It's not a
Mitzvah.
It's not a Sivana. And it's not a Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah. It's not a Mitzvah. There's no chayiv. There's a bunch of rachman. Say, rachman yivarach hamol b'sar arla upara umatzitz d'mei amila isha yard rachaleva avidas psula. If he doesn't do it, if he's scared, avidas psula v'im shlosh eila lo yasala that they should do them. It sounds like that avidas psula. It's not muchach because it could just be like that's what he's supposed to do and he didn't do it right. But it sounds like v'im shlosh eila lo yasala avidas psula. Obviously, the mila is not possible. He's not makim in the mila, but that's the mitzvah. And if he doesn't do it, he's not doing the mitzvah correct. The Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky used to say that someone asked him, is Metzitza a mitzvah, or is Metzitza a mitzvah or just sakana? He says, I'll bring you the biggest riot to mitzvah. He says, because Shtal Zachfar, think about it. If it wasn't a mitzvah, it's the most interesting musig that we have, Metzitza, especially Metzitza b'peh. He said, if it wouldn't be a mitzvah and someone would come and say, I want to do Metzitza b'peh, you'd send them out of the Bismarck. What are you doing? You're a Meshuggah. He said it must be a mitzvah from the fact that there's such a musk of Mitzitza Bepeh. It must be coming from a halach and Mitzitza. It must be coming from somewhere, and it must be a mitzvah, or else it wouldn't pass such a thing. So there's different shittas on both sides, if it's a mitzvah or if it's just Mishum Sakana. Now, B'negei Mitzitza Bepeh, There really is no makar in Shas and in before the Rishonim. There's no real makar to Mitzitza B'peh. From the Rishonim and on, there's a lot of. I'm saying the Paiskim don't speak about it. The Rambam doesn't speak about it. Rabbi Yaakov Agezer, which is Hagezer, he's a Gezer from. He was a Moel. He was a Rishon, and he says over there. We learn a lot of halachos from him. He says Maitzitzim B'peh. You choose your mouth. I'll just a little backdrop. There's a few different ways that were brought up to do Mitzitza. The usual way that they did for the past, up until 200 years, everyone was doing Mitzitza Peh. I'll bring Rais in a minute, but everyone was doing Mitzitza Peh, and from 200 years ago, they were mitzaded. There's different diagrams, but we'll see, they were talking about doing with a gauze pad, not even suctioning it out, but just squeezing with a gauze pad, that stops the blood out, and that's a kim of Mitzitza Peh. That's what they wanted, and then there's a middle darga of doing with the tube, not directly with the mouth on the aver, but with the tube in between. So the Rama says first of all, we have the famous Taz. The famous Taz, everyone knows that on Rosh Hashanah, he says from Rabbeinu Feivel Mikrakow, used to do a mila. He was a mila. He did a mila on Rosh Hashanah, and he didn't wipe his mouth afterwards, and he blew the shofar. He wanted the dam mila together with the shofar, the schus of dam mila, so he didn't wipe his mouth. Obviously, he was doing mitzitza b'peh. The Rama says that the mayol is roikikin the dam mitzitza l'offer. He spits it into the blood. It's very clear. It's mitzitza b'peh. Also, he says if the mayol wants to make the bracha of asher kiddush. Ashkidish didn't mibetin, so he first should wash his hands and his mouth before he makes a bracha mishum nikiyus. It's mavur that the way they were doing was mitzitza peh. And there's a pack of rishonim, achronim, the itter, the machzavitter, the avudram, the kolbe. They all say that it should be done with bepeh mamish with the mouth. There's a famous tshuva. This is when all things started from Talmud Chassam Sefer. Talmud Chassam Sefer. Once asked Chassam Sefer, Rabbi Lazar Horowitz, once asked Chassam Sefer, he said, because in his town, all the babies were getting tzaras, the baby boys were getting tzaras, and he said, and the doctors told him it's from the mitzitza. So he asked Chassam Sefer, could he does he need the mitzitzah bepel, or he could do it with a sponge, with a gauze pad, just stopping it. So I want to read the lashon over here. I wrote down the Chassam Sefer wrote it. It's actually very interesting. The Chassam Sefer wrote, "Leimimtz mitzitzah bepel dafka kim lim kubalim sha'imim lamatikas adin al yedei pe usvasayim that you should do with pe usvasayim." Ein anu oisik bin astaris. Kol heichad ikach shash sakanta koldu ein tzarich lachish. You don't need to do it. Vaydani yomer afilim hayim mefurish b'shas meitzim bepiv, even if it was mefurish. Mikamakum kinen she'in zeh mehechshem mila elam mishum sakana, since it's only mishum sakana, which is lishtase from his kasha on Shabbos. Va'amol upara v'loy matzitz hatinik is mutter v'truma. If he doesn't do mitzitza, it's a fartig mila elam mishum sakana ad shaitzi adam yimkem zeh rechaykim. L'chein yochel asis b'davar achi, you're able to do with different hamtzos. He says achi azira roifim hamumchem, but you should ask the doctors. You should speak to the doctors. Shiyidu, they should say clearly imas svoig oisa poil. The doctors say that the svoy could do, that the gauze pad could do like mitzitzah bepeh, so then you could use them. This is what he told his Talmud. And all the Talmudim of the Chassam Sefer, the Maram Shik, with the Bin Nisin, with the Aruchon Er, they all went wild, and they said first they said it's mezuyif, lamaisa was niskal that it wasn't mezuyif, and they said lamaisa it can't be, and the Maram Shik says that the Chassam Sefer was the Masader of his tshuvas. The Chassam Sefer went through and took all his tshuvas and put them in. He said this one for some reason never made it in there. It's very hard to find. I couldn't find the actual thing. It's very hard to find. It was printed in a magazine. This person, this Yad Eliezer printed in a Sefer and he printed them in a magazine. But the Chassam Sefer didn't print it.
What were they held on? They held the chelik on the milo, or they held that even machan sakana you do it anyway?
I'm not sure. Could be the hell there was a Maram Shik says a chelik in the mitzvah. That's how he goes. Ben Yitzin says it can't be. He says it's takana from mal. It sounds like even with the sakana or it's not such a shtag sakana. Obviously it's kind of much not. But he says that can't be just to give up on this halacha mentioned in Sinai. The Bei Halacha, interesting enough, so the Maram Shik says that from the fact that Chassam Sefer didn't put it in, it was just a hirasha, it was a private psak, and he didn't want it to get around to Klal Yisrael, but it was private psak for this Rabbi Lazar Horowitz. Interesting enough, the Bei Halacha does bring this down. Bei Halacha in Shabbos does bring it down, and he brings down the Bin Yitzin that says Vadi need mitzitza bepeh, and then afterwards he brings down. But the Yad Elazar, it's clear over there, he didn't know where it was. It was quoted from Pesach Tshuva, which is not the same Pesach Tshuva as one year there. Upon it's brought down, he brings down that the Yad Elazar says that you don't need mitzitza bepeh, and you can do it b'svayig. And not only that, it's better to do b'svayig, it's a better mitzitza than bepeh. That's what the Bei Halacha says. The Sheikh Talevi Bleib Shver, that how could the Bei Halacha passing like this? All the Talmid Chassam Sefer didn't go like this. They said that the Rebbe couldn't have meant it for the Klal. They all blood shran on the Bei Halacha. Lamaisa, we pass him. Reuven says from his father, there aren't any tshuvas that I know at least. There are tshuvas about mitzitzah bepeh from Moshe, but he says from his father that Yeretz Hakdama in one of Sfarim Mila says V'yadua Das Avi L'mayit B'tzer D'Yinuka. That you should be memayit from hurting the child as much as possible, and to do kamash kas v'shulchan aruch v'al pi meser senu midar dar ub mitzitz bepeh and shayim mitzvah liyedah davira. So you should do mitzitz bepeh, and even though people say there's sakanas, unless there's a clear sakana, but even though people say there's sakana shayim mitzvah liyedah davira, you shouldn't be worried about it. The Ramesha, there's a Mesha with Ramesha. Someone asked Ramesha, the Blush Rebbe once came over to Ramesha with a Shiloh because there was a baby. The mother had hepatitis B, and the baby was born, and they didn't know if the baby had hepatitis B. And they said in 6 weeks they'll be able to tell. So they want to know if they could do the bris. If he's sick, he can't give the bris. So they said they could do the bris, but they can't do mitzitzah bepeh now. They could wait 6 weeks and do it. So the Blush Rab went to Moshe and asked Moshe, should they do the bris without Mitzitza or should they wait 6 weeks? So Moshe asked him, the baby, the father of the baby, he's a Litvak or he's Chassidish? He's from Litva or he's Chassidish? So he said he's Litvish. So he said, because if he's Litvish, so he said that there was they weren't so makbid on it, and you could wait, and you should do it now without Mitzitza B'peh. But if he's Chassidish, then it's better to wait 6 weeks and do it with Mitzitza B'peh later on. Said it will. Okay.